Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Good morning to everyone.
Good morning.
Yeah. We learned last week how to pray according to God's will. And I don't know how, but I trust God that He led me to a scripture to speak about the prayer, and when I start to study it, I really enjoyed it, and also I've seen a lot of beautiful things in it. And I hear the voice that I need to preach today, so I shared in the morning, early morning session, and now I will do it here this time also. As we have learned last week in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and verse 15 say, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have that we ask of Him. And that case that when we pray, that should be our prayer according to His will. If we know that it's according to His will, He hears us and He do. If it is not according to His will, He hears us and He rebukes us. He hears us and He corrects us. He hears us and He works out on our character and our attitude to be changed. Because when we speak wrong prayers, it means we have wrong attitude. That wrong attitude and character need to be corrected. And I was led this week to this scripture in Matthew 20, a prayer of a mother. A mother of two sons, she came to the Lord, and she prayed to the Lord. The mother of John and James, the son of Zebedee, Matthew chapter 20, she prayed, you know. Mothers, they pray. And she uttered a prayer that the Lord after that become furious. You know, sometimes we pray, we disturb others. We disturb the Lord. Yeah? You know, like, church is a washing machine. Do you believe that? It is an automatic washing machine operated by the Holy Spirit. The soap is the Word of God, and then you get the movement, the rebuke, and the correction, until you are corrected. You know, sometimes when we utter certain prayer, it shows who we are in our attitude. And that's why it ignites God to correct us and to rebuke us. Matthew chapter 20 and verse 20 to 28. Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to Jesus with her sons, kneeling down, asked for a favor of Him. What is it you want? He asked. She said, grant then one of these, grant that one of these two sons of mine may sit at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom. You don't know what you are asking. Jesus said to them, not to her, can you drink the cup I am going to drink? We can, they answered. Jesus said to them, you will indeed drink from my cup, but to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared by my Father. When the 10 heard about this, they were indignant with the two brothers. Jesus called them together and said, you know that the rulers of the Gentiles lorded over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as ransom for many. Let's pray. God, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before in the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord. Anoint this time, anoint the message and use it mightily. Let the word be preached correctly, O God, according to your will. Let the question be answered. Let the attitude be exposed. Sin be cornered and put into two brackets. People repent and change. Take this message beyond the wall and make it reach those people who are waiting for it. O God, hear our prayer. Anoint my lips. And I pray, O God, let be salvation, let be people rise up to serve you, let be transformation of lives, let be change of attitude and characters. We thank you, praise you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, the sons of Zebedee, we can read about them in, I think Mark is there. In Mark chapter 1 verse 19, he says, when he had gone a little far, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in boat preparing their nets. Verse 20, without delay he called them. And they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. So the sons of Zebedee are John and James. They were the disciples, and then after that he designated them to be apostles. So now what happened? Their mother came, most likely she's a believer. She's one of the women who were around Jesus and supported the mission of the Lord. Now they are apostles, maybe about 30 or 20, I don't know the age, their age, but the mother minimum 40 and above. So the mother came to ask the Lord about, and in King James in verse 20 say that instead of kneeling down, she came worshipping the Lord. Like now we are worshipping, you know, and then we are thanking the Lord. And then after that we are praying. And then the prayer that came to the Lord, there's a filter. When we pray, there's a filter. Yeah? Like a sieve. He sift the wrong motive, the wrong attitude, the wrong prayer. He deals with us according to what we pray. You know the book of the Proverbs, he says that the wise king, he sift, he winnow with his eyes. When he hears something, the Lord, not only with his eyes but with his ear, he sift us. He see who we are and deal with us also accordingly. That's why when you say that in the book of Ecclesiastes, he say, when you go to the house of God, to the temple, to the house of prayer, let your word be few rather than to utter the sacrifice of fools. Sometimes we don't know what we pray, what we are asking God. So this woman coming with a full confidence, and she asked the Lord, and we know that it is not the request of the mother. It is not her desire. It is not the desire of the mother. It is the two sons. Why? How we know that? Because when she prayed, the Lord Jesus said to them, you don't know what you are asking. So Jesus said to not to have. Have you got the point? They were using their mother, to make their alibis to the Lord, as if the Lord does not know. Oh, he is a sleeping God. He is not a God of Monday to Tuesday, on Wednesday you are at home, yeah, and Thursday. He is not a God of these days, that he knows that way they are speaking and you are what you are cooking at home and what you are cooking of things. You know very well what you are doing. Like Adonijah, when he wanted to be a king, he asked Bathsheba, the mother of King Solomon, he told her, I want to marry Abishag. Abishag is the wife of his father. His father did David, yeah? So, when he married her, he wanted to be the king. He told her, you ask Solomon permission. He's so polite. You pray for me, you intercede for me at Solomon, so he will allow me, he will grant me that I can marry Abishag. And when she and Bathsheba go with her emotion. Yeah? Mother full of emotions, no? She's not aware. She came to the son, she said, you know, I have a request. I said, okay, mother. Bring her chair here. They brought her throne. She said, your brother Adonijah, he asking for Abishag, the wife of your father, he wants to marry her. You say, what? Let him ask the kingdom also. And he cuts his head. His head was cut. Be careful what you pray to God. He's not a God of dead. He's not a sleeping God. He's not a God of taking a nap in the afternoon. No. He is 24/7, from eternity till eternity. He knows also how to judge. Did Solomon fight with the mother? No. He cut the head of Adonijah. Now the same Jesus here, he did not say, spoke anything. He did not speak anything to the mother of the son of Zebedee. The mother came, where is your two sons? Come here. You don't know what they are speaking. You don't know what you are asking. They did not see him, Lord. We did not say anything. He cornered them, he caught them. You see here, it is good to have faith. Like they have faith that Jesus will be the king. And he will have the kingdom. And they have faith that one day they will be with him in his kingdom. And that's when the Holy Spirit, power of the Holy Spirit, and now with the age of the Holy Spirit, and also when the millennium comes, when he will come and take us, we have faith he will rule with him. It is good to have faith, but there's a wrong motive. They want to take the privilege, but they don't like to suffer or serve. That's why he gives them a rebuke. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 19, Revelation chapter 3, verse 19. The Lord not only reads between the lines, he can see beyond the walls. In the deepest part, the word of God is a judge, will divide things, judge the thought of man. Revelation 3, verse 19, he says, those whom I love, I rebuke. Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent. So does he get the rebuke? People nowadays resent of rebuke. David says, anointing over my head, because that's where the love of God concentrated, no? Concentrated rebuke. You know, when you get rebuke, like you get it concentrated perfume, you know, or ointment. It is on your head, anointing of the Holy Spirit. When somebody rebuke you for a purpose, be grateful to that. Be earnest, take it quickly, and repent. You know those who keep rebuking and not repenting? They are storing God's wrath for them. Have you got the point? Keep teaching, keep learning, but not acknowledging the truth. No changing. God is going to deal with them properly. So here, when we get a rebuke, whatever trial, whatever hardship, whatever you are cornered in such situation, that's a rebuke. Amen? That is discipline. Take it seriously. Why God allowed this to me? Get the lesson out of it. Fix yourself. He does not need to come nearer to you more and fix himself. You fix yourself. Yourself you have to, you know already the boss is upset, right? Don't ignite him more. Fix yourself. Correct your life before it becomes worse. You know, why the Lord at once he rebuked them? It's a serious matter. It was a serious issue because they are bosses, they are workers. Those around him like this, how about those who are far away? Let us read more. Let us understand our psychology. Yeah? The Word of God helps us to see our seal. Let us see the bad attitude inside us. Yeah? How it came to their mind that at this time, they pushed their mother to go and ask them, why not before that? Why this time? It was like an urgent, you know? Yeah, have you got the point? Do you think the mother is aware of their naughtiness? Not much aware.
Yeah.
Not much. Like Bathsheba when, maybe she discerned something wrong. But if she will know that the Lord will react like that, she will not come. Most likely she does not much aware why they ask this of her. Or maybe our mother is a prayerful. Or the pastor is a prayerful. When he prayed, you know, 100%. Percent the Lord is listening because he's a righteous man, he's not sinning, so I will ask the pastor, he will pray for me. And you get the point? Taking advantage of somebody, barbecue him, yeah, in front and you keep yourself safe. But no, you cannot hide from God. You cannot hide behind your father or your mother and also parents. I see a small boy, a small girl, mommy, daddy, you know, mommy buy me this, get me that, you know. They are making their plan, they are pushing their lies in the front of you to approve because you are authority. Be careful of your children. And also I'm very careful of you when you come with your agenda. You see how you say, cancelled, not approved. I do like that, because I know wrong. And when I am sure about your naughtiness, at once I disapprove. And when I know that you are playing hide and seek with the Lord, yeah, I get to get out from your tunnel, yeah, get out from your lives, and obey God. I don't go with my emotion. Christ does not want this mother go with her emotion. He did not speak anything with her, but what she heard from him, it was a good lesson. And God today wants us to have good lessons. Why they ask him, why this time they push the mother to do it? You know what happened? Matthew chapter 20, verse 17 to 19. Some people, they say, they want to become leader. Not only this, wait, why? Why they say it this time? Very, the people coming to Christ, Lord, help us, and they are worshipping and the mother, but they are making wrong agendas. And verse 17 to 19, now, as Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside and said to them, we are going to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and the teacher of the law. They will condemn him to death and will turn him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified. On the third day he will be raised to life. Verse 20, then the mother of the sons of Zebedee came. Now here the point. Jesus did not say these facts to the mother. He said to the 12 disciples, the apostles, among them John and James. He told them, I will go to Jerusalem and they will have now, enjoy our time, get your back. And we'll, many churches now in, they go to safari to Israel and to the promised land, to the holy land here. Jesus tell them, we'll go to Jerusalem, I will be betrayed, hand over to the Gentiles, mocked, flogged, crucified. But I will raise, and on the third day I will be raised again. So he told them that he's going to raise. Now they understand that the kingdom of God. Now what they say, he will come to, this guy is going to Jerusalem. We are now moving to Jerusalem. He's going to be mocked, betrayed, flogged and crucified. Before this happened, let us get our privilege. Let us be the first one to book our seat. They did not say, Lord, appoint us our suffering, give us the seat. When they come, you know, people now, human being, 99.99999 up to 9, they want the privilege. No one is willing to suffer. Once you speak about suffering, commitment, excuse me, go away. They want the privileges, easy life, honor, prestige. Not only this, they do it as emergency, because if he reaches Jerusalem, we can't ask him. If he reaches Jerusalem and he hand over, we can't in the midway we ask him. Let us do it now. Let me do it now. Take advantage. Even from Christ we are taking advantage. God give you work and job and salary. Lord, take me to Canada. Lord, take me. Put you here already. Lord, take me somewhere else. He put you here. Privileges. And how they say it? One on the right and one on the left. As if, you know, as if worldly kingdom. Jesus entered Jerusalem on a donkey. Still in their mind, worldly, they want privileges, benefits. What the church can give me? Well, how what I can get out of it? And that is the Christian nowadays. That's why we need to be careful to preach the right message. We need to be careful, not every time we pray, sanctioning to the people their wrong prayers. No. Even if we pray, God will not approve. Let us be honest with God. Let us be discerning with the Lord. He showed them that his suffering, his self-denial, they must take the example of his suffering. They must be ashamed, you get the point? If that is in their mind and they hear what he say, oh, let us be thankful that he will die for us. Let me be thankful today that Jesus died for me. No need to ask more. I need to thank Him for what I received from Him. But Jesus is faithful. When He hears this, He not only rebuked, but He also reinstated them. It means He put them back where they need to be. Amen? Jesus put them back where they need to be. He told them first, you don't know what you are asking. You don't know even what to pray according to God's will. You don't know God's will. And He faced them. Can you drink the cup I am going to drink? And what they answer?
We can.
You know, they know. He told them, I'm going to be crucified, flogged, and mocked and crucified. If somebody tell me this will happen to me, and I will tell him I can do the same, what do you think about me? If somebody will tell you, can you get crucified? What's your answer?
Hesitation.
No, I would say, can you? I say, no. I will not be able to say yes. Have you get the point? Because it's a challenge here. But why they say we are able? You know why? You must understand the psychology is not about they are willing to crucify. You know what the answer why? Because the mother asked him this in front of the 12. The rest, when they hear what the mother asked, and when they see the Lord rebuking them, they know that it came from them. They know that the two, they want to be over the other, not only right and left. We are higher than other, we are better than other. So the others get upset with them, as we have read. So when Jesus faced them, can you drink the cup that I am going to drink? Yeah, they say? Yeah? We can, because they were put to shame in front of other people. Yes, Lord, we can do it. Defensive, you know? But God do it for them. You know that God do it for them. The first apostle who was put to death was Apostle James, one of the son of Zebedee. And John was the last. Yeah, last in, he was in exile. But the first one mentioned in the Bible is James in Acts chapter 12, verse 2. Because Jesus told them, you will indeed drink from it. You will indeed drink from my cup. He told them, you will drink from it. You say it, you will drink from it. He put them back to the mission tree. He put them back where He wants them. You are coming to Christ, you are asking privilege and reward and position and prestige. Put me on the right and put me in the left. Put me at your feet, Lord. This is the place that I deserve. If you will put me, I'll be grateful to you at your feet, Lord. It's good you will put me. Let me get the point. I don't need right and left. I want at this. They have pride or no? With a smaller pride or big?
Big.
Ego. Ego, very ego, grandiosity. Put us right and left. How about the other 10? We are higher than them. Let me get the point here. See, even the other 10, they get offended with their prayer. Big disturbance. Is there heart about service and ministry, these two guys? How about their stomach now only? They need to be rebuked, shaken, cleansed.
Wake up, that Christ sent on you. Acts chapter 12, verse 2. Are we learning good things today? We're going to change and repent. And still you want position and prestige. When I'm saying in this message, I really repented. Lord, forgive me. I need to change more. Acts chapter 12, verse 2. He had James, the brother of John, put to death with the sword. James, the brother of John, the mother of Zebedee, told them, put this one on the right and left. But he told them, he brought them back, you will indeed drink from my cup, but to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. Why he say this? Because they are not fit for it. If they ask about it, they are not fit. You should not ask for a privilege. You ask, Lord, how I shall save you? Lord, what I can do to you? Give me this and give me that. That is prematurity. In Book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 9, God wants us to be servants. Now a church full of people want offices, prestige and tables and privileges, but no service. Revelation 1 verse 9, John is testifying, I, John, your brother and companion in the suffering. Wow! Not I am sitting at the right hand of Jesus. I am your brother and companion in the suffering and kingdom and patience, endurance that are ours. That are ours, not for others. Ours. Are ours in Jesus was on the island of Patmos because of the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus. Start to speak now correctly. This is the land. This is the right prayer. Ours, suffering, patience, endurance. And King James, he did not say suffering. Tribulation. This is the gospel, read. This is the gospel. We cannot live the standard of the prayer of the mother of the son of the mother of the sons of Zebedee. It's not the standard that glorify Christ. Revelation 1:9, that is our standard. That's the level that God wants us to, what He expects in us. Lord, change your church, oh God. Christ, when He told them about suffering, was He preparing them to comfort them, not but they abuse Him? It's a betrayal, no? It's a betrayal. Somebody going to be crucified and tell them, can you secure to me this post, book for me? So when you are raised up, I am there ready for you. How about to go through it? They want to reach the end, yeah? How about the mean? This we don't like to go through. You put us there at the end. They want to bypass suffering. It will not work. It will not work. That is not the God that we worship. Let this message be a way for us to be encouraged, to change ourselves. Let the Holy Spirit convict us today. Take a real decision. when God ordained for our suffering, don't bypass it. When you know that you need to go through it, don't make shortcuts. It will not work. God's willing, next Friday we will continue this message. Let's stand. That's why I delight in suffering. I preach and teach about suffering. When I have pain, I need to go through that pain. I need not to neglect my responsibilities. Amen? I know God wants me to go through it. That's His standard. Tribulation, endurance, patience, suffering, and with it the kingdom. John very beautifully here. You say, companion in the suffering and kingdom and patient endurance. So there is here four things you put. You put the kingdom. Suffering, endurance, patience together. When he came to the Lord, first prayer, give me the kingdom. Excuse me from suffering, endurance, and patience. It will not work. It will not work. Those Christians who want easy life, get the guy that I like, get the job that I like, get the country that I like. Any suffering, I will take advantage. I will bluff the Lord. I will... all smartness. But they cannot make it to heaven. They can cheat everyone, but they can't make it to heaven. If God ordained for me something, and I don't like it, I need to go through it so I can see Him at the end of that tunnel. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Let's start. Let us commit our ways to the Lord. Let us repent. Let's come back. Come back. Come back. Laziness, complacency, worldliness, making the fat more, making the eating more, making the spending more, to pamper our egos and our flesh. Oh God, grant your church repentance. Hear our prayer, oh God. We repent. Lord, I am willing. I am willing, oh God, to suffer. Even pain, I'm willing to go through it. Ask to help me, O God. Help me, Lord. In the name of Jesus. O God. Help me, O God. Lord, to go with you, O God. To where you want me, O God. God, I have limitation in my body. But Lord, I trust you that you will help me to go through it. Lord, I want to be always at your feet. To hear your voice. To feel your presence. To see you in my life. And I trust you. Even in the hardest tribulation, you are there with me. Into your hand. Into your hand I commit again with all I am for you, Lord. My word
in the palm of your hand, and I am yours.
Keep it. Jesus, I believe. Jesus, I believe. Jesus, I belong. Isn't that I need? Isn't that with That you really want to see in our lives. Raise up workers and servants after your own hearts. Reinstate us if you reinstate John and James and the rest of the apostles. Thank you for your word to us. God, that your word and will prevail in our life. That we will utter prayers pleasing to you. That you will live alive. That is pleasing to you, that you are not ashamed to be called our God. Oh God, bless us. Bless those who are suffering and trying their best to go along your will, oh God. Help them, sustain them, provide their needs, heal the sick among us. provide deliverance, provisions from all the needs. So God bless us. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus, love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.